Thank you all for being here this afternoon, and I'd like to introduce a little bit of what we are doing in the effort for hybrid wheat breeding at the University of Nebraska in conjunction with Texas A&M University, and in particular, highlight my dissertation research into parental selection and hybrid evaluation for wheat hybrids in the Great Plains. To give you just a snapshot, this is our yield trial in the center from our 2016 first evaluation of hybrids. And on either side, I highlight some key idiotypes of parental characteristics when breeding for hybrid wheat. For any of you, this might seem like deja vu. Hybrid wheat has been looked at before, and so our hope is to use some of these next generation tools and breeding methodologies that we have to provide a way for hybrid breeding in wheat to occur in the future. On the left-hand side, I've listed some of the general plans of the UNL hybrid wheat breeding program, as well as in the center, it's difficult to see the range where winter wheat is grown in the Great Plains. Those are the green dots on the map, and they range from the Dakotas and Montana clear down to Texas. So we have a question of adaptability versus diversity and making sure that we can make this applicable. In 2014, we planted our first crossing block. It consisted of 26 parental genotypes crossed in a full DLL, and those were tested for parental diversity through genomic genotyping by sequencing, as well as for their ability to tolerate the chemical hybridizing agent that we used to produce the hybrids by testing sterility. In the bottom left, you can see one of our crews out roguing late tillers in the crossing block, which is described and shown on the right-hand figure. So what did we find from that 2014 crossing block? We developed 650 hybrids, and we evaluated the sterility. In short, our sterility showed that over 85% of the individual heads that we bagged to test for sterility, there were three seeds or less, indicating our hybridizing method worked well and that we had very good sterility and high hopes for hybrid purity. And we also looked at the genotype sequences from the parents, and we evaluated in a number of means and found here I show comparisons based on identity by descent. We saw diversity there, which provides hope that we can use that as predictive in the future. Our 2016 yield trials indicated that we had estimates of commercial heterosis ranging from 16% over our hybrid or our conventional check to negative 20%, and that variation gives us hope for progress in the future. And our continued work is in establishing best practices for our chemical hybridizing agent. If you all went to Dr. Benzinger's talk yesterday, he talked about our revised crossing scheme. And then I, in particular, will be comparing and continuing to evaluate our parental information to our hybrid performance and building genomic prediction models to test in the future. Thank you. We'll be at poster 803 later on if